This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. We will take your calls about whatever happens to be on your mind. You can just dial on in toll-free here. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian here.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us via Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to connect up that way. If you've got it, you will sound better, likely, on Skype than you do on the phone. Over the last couple months now, at this point, we've been playing some video as it has been released from the people claiming to be the Islamic State, ISIS, ISIL. They've been releasing a series of propaganda videos, which of course is, you know, the same as what the U.S. government would do. You know, all these sides are releasing their own propaganda.
No shortage of government agencies releasing propaganda.
Right, and that's what the Islamic State essentially wants to be. They want to be their own government and, you know, they're violent, just like every other government of the world. So, to me, there's not really much of a difference between them. But I'm interested in the Islamic State's side of things because it's so underreported. There's all kinds of mainstream media who will do news stories about what the government, the U.S. government or the U.K. government, says about the Islamic State. But what do they have to say about themselves? Well, that's what we've been sharing with you here on Free Talk Live over the last several weeks. It's been, I think, since late August when John Kentley, who is one of the captives that he's been in the custody of ISIS allegedly since 2012. John Kentley has been the guy who's become their spokesman. You know, he's articulate. He speaks well into a camera. He's got a news background. He was a photographer, I believe, prior to his capture.
The sniper probably took out the other fella.
The other fella? You mean like the newsman or something?
No,
like
no, the guy that that was previously doing them, that was from England or something.
Which, doing what?
These videos that were coming from
ISIS.
No, it's
always been John Kentley.
What about the ISIS videos where the guy's cutting people's heads off?
Oh, thanks for clarifying. No, I'm not talking about the beheading videos. I'm talking about the propaganda videos. So
sure.
The beheading videos are, I consider them a separate category. They're not informational. They're just threatening videos. Cantley's videos, his series, and there's been about five or six videos in the series thus far, has basically just been their, ostensibly, ISIS's perspective, or whoever's in charge of the propaganda wing, at least, their perspective on these international events. And I, you know, have found them very interesting. It's interesting to get their side of things. And up until now, John Kentley has been their guy. He still is, but John has been in previous videos in a room which, you know, has a black background. He's sitting at a desk. He's got a you know, an orange prisoner kind of shirt on as he talks into the camera and reads a pre-prepared teleprompter script. And all things considered, it's a relatively high-produced production. They've got HD quality cameras. The sound is decent. They did a good. They've actually got two cameras. They're cutting back and forth between the two, so they put a little bit of time and effort into this. Now they have taken John Kentley out of the anonymous studio, this blackened studio, and they're putting him on the streets in Kobane. Now, this is one of the locations where there's been some ostensible conflict, some violence, and so the Islamic State is interested in revealing what they have to say about this conflict. So I'm just going to jump into the audio, having given you a bit of a preface of what you're about to hear. Now, the video, I'm starting it at about 50 seconds in. I'm getting it from the Washington Post on their version of this story. I believe this is the full video. It opens with several seconds of drone footage. So ISIS has their own drone, and it is flying over the city of
Dubai. I'm not surprised that they have free keen activists have our own drone, too. I mean, it's a remote-control helicopter with a camera on it. I'm, you know,
anyway, it shows you footage of this city from the sky. It's kind of this gray, bleak-looking place. So after several seconds of drone footage, we begin where sort of like in a news program.
Hello.
I'm John Cantley, and today...
John Cantley pops onto the screen. There's the little... kind of, they have the sound effects and the little newsy-looking things that you might put on there. There's like a little point on the screen, and then John Cantley sort of comes out of that.
Wait, does it come out sort of like pixely? And then resolve itself into a picture?
Okay. Not quite.
In the city of Kobani on the Syrian-Turkish border. That is, in fact, Turkey right behind me.
By the way, John is not dressed in his orange suit. He is dressed in a black T-shirt, a kind of button-up shirt with a collar, and appears to have grown some facial hair for this one. So here we go.
Well, you know, here, Muslim types, they can't respect you without some facial hair, right?
In the heart of the so-called PKK
safe zone, which is now controlled entirely.
That's not supposed to happen.
What happened there?
I don't know. We're going to try to restart it and see if it does it again.
Safe zone, which is now controlled entirely by the Islamic State. Now, for a month now.
I can tell you that didn't do that when...
It's a high-class operation we're running here, Ian.
It didn't do that when I tried to screen it prior to the show starting here. So we'll try to pull up the actual proper audio here of John Cantley.
You know, I got to kind of wonder what's going on with this guy. Are they, you know, it kind of feels like I'd say anything if they're going to cut my head off, you know?
There was an article where his sister commented that she believes, that she thinks that he believes two-thirds of the things he's saying.
Well, two-thirds of the things they're saying makes some relative sense. You know, I mean, the critiques that ISIS has with U.S. and Western involvement in this conflict, you know, they're pretty valid critiques.
So if you'd like to share your thoughts...
They're just a bunch of violent thugs that want to use the vacuum of U.S. and Western involvement for their own ends.
Should you like to share your thoughts on the current ISIS situation... We would love to hear from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get the John Cantley video rolling here by whatever source. If I need to, I'll find a different one, even though that can be somewhat difficult. There's other things to talk about here tonight, like the small town of Stettin, Wisconsin, home to fewer than 3,000 people. TheBlaze.com reporting that one of their residents, 75-year-old Roger Hupner, has been engaged in a lengthy battle with the town over how he uses his land. He's a retired paper factory worker, and he runs a tractor and pallet repair business on the 20 acres of land that he owns in Stettin. And for years, the town has been trying to get him to clean up the parts and the pallets strewn across his property. Cities won a series of court cases against Hupner and contends that the septuagenarian has not abided by prior agreements to clean up his land, leading a judge to impose $500 per day fines on Hupner in April of 2013. On October 2nd, Stettin obtained a writ of execution to collect more than $80,000 the man owned, or that owed, rather, the newspaper reported, and the sheriff's SWAT team made its move, bringing 24 armed officers and an armored vehicle, the Marathon County Response Vehicle, to Hupner's house. In the wake of violence in Ferguson, the nation may be turning a critical eye towards militarized police forces, but Stedden's law enforcement defended the use of the armored vehicle to collect money from an old man. Sheriff's Captain Greg Bean said, quote, I've been involved in about five standoff situations where as soon as it showed up, the person gives up. He argued that the deployment of the vehicle can save time and money and promote safety. So there you go. There's a little bit more to the story, and I can get that here, but what do you think about this? Using the armored personnel carrier and 24 armed police to go after a man who ostensibly owed the city $80,000 because he refused to clean up his yard.
Well, they claim that the Bearcat's what collects the money. Then why send the 24 officers?
Well, it's not going to collect the money now, is it? This man's not going to cough up $80,000 with... You know, if he hasn't ponied up any
cash
yet. You'd
think that they could keep the 20 officers out there on the highways collecting revenue from, you know, hapless travelers while they sent four officers and a Bearcat to take care of one 70-year-old. I mean, it's a bulletproof vehicle. Shouldn't be a problem. If you don't want to get out of the bulletproof vehicle, you can just talk to him over the microphone.
Come out, old man. Bring your checkbook.
You know, I mean, really, it's at some point or another, that's what it's going to get down to.
It's scary. It's scary seeing these pictures of these APCs rolling through or seeing them live and in person. And we got to use judo. You have to use judo to fight the state.
Judo versus the armored personnel carrier. I don't know if that's going to really work. The toll-free number here is 855-453. Your thoughts on this, or ISIS, whatever's on your mind goes, here on Free Talk Live. We'll get John Cantley going here in a moment. Free Talk. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com. Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You know, if you've ever snitched on a neighbor, well, shame on you. But if you ever have, because they've got something in their lawn that you don't like, or they've done something with their property that you don't like, would you really have snitched? Would you be proud of having snitched on that person if you found out that the police came with an armored tank and 24 armed men to intimidate that person, that neighbor of yours, into paying up, paying a fine to the state? Would that make you happy? Would you feel satisfied, or would you feel like maybe things went a little further than you had thought they would go? Because that's what happened in the story here, and I don't know if he was snitched on. I don't think that was necessarily the story. But the news story is from TheBlaze.com, where there's a small town in Wisconsin in Marathon County. The town is Stedin. They have less than 3,000 people, and they sent an armored personnel carrier. It looks like a Bearcat to me. They sent what appears to be a Bearcat to this man's home. They claim he owes $80,000. Why is that? Well, he's got some pallets. He's got some stuff on his property. And, you know, he thinks it's his property. Now, he's agreed to certain things in court that these agreements he has not held to. But, of course, he only agreed to those things under threat and duress. I mean, he was taken to court against his will. It's not his will to have pallets be taken off of his property. Obviously, his will is to have the pallets on his property. That's why they're there. But these busybody, know-it-all people in the town think they own your property, and so they've come after him with $500 a day fines, and it's now been over a year, and now he's apparently owes $80,000. So they brought in the SWAT team over this. Now, who thinks that's okay?
Now, they in this case, he runs a tractor and pallet repair business, which is a strange thing to run. You'd think you'd either repair pallets or tractors or something similar to pallets or something similar to tractors, but not tractors and pallets.
Well, why not? I mean, it might be hard to get some pallet repair business, so you may have to repair tractors on the side.
It seems like an odd combo. That's all I'm claiming.
All right.
But you would think that sounds like a rural thing to do, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I just wonder.
His property looks rural.
I wonder what municipality is deciding what you can keep on your rural property and what you can't. I mean,
it'd be the town of Stettin.
It just seems odd. Like, I get it if you're in town and they don't want your property covered in, you know, junk heaps and rusting cars and piles of pallets or whatever it is that you're doing. But somewhere, somebody in the world has to make the pallets and they have to fix the tractors.
Mm.
And when you fix tractors, especially if you're fixing, because, I mean, fixing tractors is a lot different than making tractors. Making tractors is very precise work done with in a very clean area. Fixing tractors, you're in there with dirty grease. You're, you know, in there with metalworking tools, wallowing out a hole. Something's gotten bent. You have to get, you know, bend it back in shape. Welding, all that stuff.
It's wallering. You waller out holes.
You make it bigger.
Right.
You have to really. You're gonna have to have spare parts and that sort of thing. So that's gonna require some things sitting around. Pallets. You know, not all the pallets sell on Wednesdays. So you got to have pallets sitting around for when people want to buy pallets. It seems to me, now I haven't been to this guy's farm, but it seems to me that you might be pushed. I mean, it's a rural area. Who cares?
Yeah, and now is it just pallets? Because wood is, last time I checked, wood is not toxic. Wood does not pollute the environment, right?
If it was pressure treated, I suppose they could make the argument.
Apparently he has parts and pallets. So
yes.
Maybe some tractor
I'm thinking
parts.
It's a cosmetic
that's
thing.
That's what I'm claiming.
Or cosmetic offense.
I mean, if you want to ask who this is, it's the busybodies. This is the people. Everybody, every town's got them.
Yes.
That, you know, some towns are more restricted than others. I mean, there's one town in our area that doesn't have any zoning whatsoever. That's a cool thing, but most of the towns do have zoning. And that's because those towns probably have more busybodies than the town that has no zoning. These are people who, it's their job in life. They've decided for themselves to tell you what to do, you know, to decide what's best and get into positions of power to where they can force what they think is best on you. Let's go to...
Yes, go ahead, Ian.
No, please.
I was going to say, in a you asked earlier, is this overkill? And when you have a monopoly, as they do, there's no way to tell what is too little and what is too much. You have to have a competitor to determine that for you. Because, Ian, you say it's overkill, but that's just like your opinion, man.
It is my opinion. I would love to hear from somebody who has the opinion that this is completely appropriate. I suspect we won't hear from that person tonight. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Darren is in St. George, Utah, listening to KZNU. Hello, Darren.
Yeah, it's Aaron, actually. A-A-R-N.
Sorry about that.
No big deal. No, you're fine.
Go ahead, sir.
So I wanted to make the point simply that I just don't like the business at all of anybody telling somebody else what they can have and what they can't have on their property. And to illustrate this is I recently made a visit to Portland, Oregon, and I love Portland for so many reasons. On the streets of Portland, the city council has determined specific city art that can be displayed in public domain, just right out there. And some of it's really good. I actually like the art. But some of it, to me, is just as bad as a tractor heap or a pallet heap. And quite frankly, you know, I'm just like walking through and I say, like, here's this government sanctioned or this city sanctioned or community sanctioned shrine to some type of, you know, construction of something. It sometimes is, just doesn't really appeal to me at all. And I don't see why that can be considered art. And that's perfectly fine to be there. But you have somebody like, you know, whether they're practicing business or maybe he's in the tractor pallet art business. And
that's a great point.
His tractors. And
you know, I'd rather see this guy's tractor pallet art than I would a bunch of political signs any day. Those things are hideous. And they're a blight on the scenery. And for some reason, we have to have them. We have to, you know, because they spend millions and hundreds of millions of dollars every year on these election campaigns. So we just have to have that stuff.
Well, you guys know the very good looking guy who advertises at the beginning of all the YouTube videos against, who is it, Gene Shaheen?
Scott Brown guy?
Well, it's the guy, he's got sort of grayish white hair, but kind of youthful looking.
I don't watch these advertisements, so.
No,
incredibly good looking.
Scott Brown's a good looking man.
No, he's not a candidate. He's just not somebody that does the talking.
I have no idea.
Just a rustic looking talking head. No. All right.
An actor? I don't know.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. I was wondering if he worked for a party, you know, and if he did those ads for candidates across the country.
Could very well be. Darren, any other thoughts you want to share? I think you're onto something here. Maybe this guy should have said this is his art project.
Well, I mean, that's just it. It's just, look, I understand city blight. I understand graffiti. I understand art. I understand someone's business. I understand all of this, and I think everybody else does too. And we're all trying to figure out, wait, where's that threshold? But, I mean, that's the problem with today's society and the level of government that we're in, is we're just figuring out the threshold for every last thing, and I'm sick and tired of it. What I really want is I just want everybody to stay out of everyone's business and treat everybody with just respect simply and try very hard if you have beef with them to talk to them directly instead of...
I think you are absolutely spot on, Darren, and I'd recommend if you view the world in that way, you should check out the Free State Project. I thank you for the call tonight. Yeah, if you want to leave people alone and you would like to be left alone, then you should get together with other people who think like that, and they're coming to New Hampshire. You can go to freestateproject.org to learn more about it. We're coming up here on Free Talk Live. You take control.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. to get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also, explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here and bring up whatever you'd like. 855-450-FREE is the number. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype on into the show. Username lrn.fm. Small town uses an armored tank plus 20-something cops to go after a man for a messy yard. That's what it's come to. I mean, we've had messy yard stories on Free Talk Live over the years, and sometimes they use more violence than is necessary to deal with the situation. I don't think they should do anything about it. Personally, I think you should be left alone. It's your damn yard, and if you want to have pallets or whatever it is you want out in your front yard, maybe a car on some jacks or whatever, you should be able to do that unless you live in a deed-restricted neighborhood where you have agreed to have certain restrictions. I don't think it's okay for people to just place restrictions on everyone in a geographic area simply because they have taken control of the local apparatus of the government.
Well, I would say that if you want to opt into a deed restriction, you should be able to do that too. That you should be able to get people in your neighborhood,
sure,
to sign a contract,
100% of them,
that says that they aren't going to keep this, that, and the other on their front lawn. And then you can talk to people around the neighborhood to say, hey, signing this document would be a really good idea because it's going to benefit us all in property values and that sort of thing. And that way, it can handle. Over time, you'll get 100% of opt-in because most people can see the value in this, and that one cantankerous guy that likes to leave stuff out in his yard, he's going to die or move or something like that.
Right.
Also, that guy could usually be handled with a certain payoff. Now, I think we need to have rules about what people have in their yards and what they don't when you're talking about residential areas. But I think that this is a good transition into it. So, for instance, I had a situation.
What's residential?
The people
some
that sign,
politicians.
The people that sign, that opt in with these deed restrictions that I'm talking about.
Oh, you're only talking about opt in. Okay, I thought you were talking about like today residential areas, government sort of approved.
I lived next
living
door,
zones.
Trying to sell a house. Was next door to a guy that had four cars in his his driveway that could fit four possible cars. Mm-hmm. You know, two of which ran and two of which were just sort of projects of his. And you know, they're a bit of a mess. And I'm looking to sell the house, and it's not very helpful. This guy, had a real mess going on there. He didn't even have indoor plumbing. They'd come over and borrow buckets of water from me.
Wow.
Things were pretty rough over there. So I essentially offered him a couple $100 to take care of those cars, and he sure did. And that way...
What'd he do with them?
I think they towed him off. He had some kind of connections with a tow company. So in that way, he was able to avoid whatever I'm dealing with there and the next people can deal.
Yeah, I support any voluntary solutions that involve consent of all parties, not sending a tank and 24 armed men against a poor old guy who, he didn't hurt anybody. He just had some pallets and some stuff in his fairly large yard. I'm looking at a photo of some of these pallets that are visible from the road. It's kind of a wide shot, including part of the driveway, and there's some junk in that yard, but it's also heavily wooded as well. I mean, you really can't see much at all that's in there. Nonetheless, the busybodies got their way, and he apparently did pay up the $80,000.
Wow.
The old guy says...
Pallet business is good.
He is, let's see here, he's 75 years old. His name's Roger Huppner, and he says at the end of the story from The Blaze that... the town apparently dropped $6,000 from the $86,000 figure originally and charged Huppner $80,000 after issues surrounding the hauling of his equipment were sorted out, he said, claiming Stettin officials have a vendetta against him. Huppner says he spent his retirement fund, roughly $200,000, fighting the town about the use of his land. Mm. He also claimed that after he was visited by the SWAT team and forced to shell out $80,000, his wife was so shaken that he had to take her to the hospital. So if you support this kind of behavior by the police, I would really love to hear from you. If you think it's okay to just go ahead and threaten a man with guns and an armored tank because he's got some stuff in his yard, I really want to hear from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Jason is in Utah. You're on Free Talk Live listening to KZNU.
Hey, sorry, I'm not that guy that's going to defend the Bearcat. But you guys remember that little story, that movie... Footloose with Kevin Bacon in it?
Why, yes. Yes, we were talking about it just last night.
Oh, were you? Were you talking about what went down out here in St. George?
Yeah, basically what happened in St. George with the police crackdown on essentially what was supposed to be a dance party at a local fun center kind of place. The police came in, shut the party down before it really even got rolling. They demanded that, they said the party could keep going on, but no one was allowed to dance. The party did not have a dancing permit, according to the police. Party's organizers said they did have a permit for dancing, but then the city apparently rescinded that by adding extra pages to the permit after the fact and then delivering them to them with the police squad that came out. The police then hung out in the fun zone place for the entirety of the party with a video camera in an attempt to catch anyone who might wiggle their behind. That was the summary of what ultimately was the majority of our show, I think, last night on the program. Jason, your thoughts, since you're right there in the midst of it all.
Yeah, hey, sorry to cover some of you guys. I just think it's ridiculous because my understanding of it is that nobody called in. Nobody complained about it. You know, you're talking about a place that is probably 5 to 10 acre place. It's really in the middle of nowhere. There's no building, no houses that close to it.
Right.
You know, they have batting cages, bumper cars, go-karts, which are pretty loud, and a driving range and things like that. So, you know, just another overreach of government, busybodies trying to, you know...
Man, the police do not like fun. I mean, really, they just don't like fun unless they've gotten a cut. Then they can look the other way while you have your fun. But if they don't give you, or if you don't give them, enough of a cut, enough of a an obedience payoff, then they'll be upset and they'll come in and stop you. Remember the Utah rave story we did like a decade ago? That was also a horrifying story that came out. I don't know for what neighborhood it was out of there, but that was terrifying.
That's north of us, about 4 hours. But I remember that when they came in and started, you know, they brought the dogs in and the SWAT team and everything. But
they brought a helicopter in. They broke up an outdoor rave that was, you know, away from everything in the mountains, basically. And just to be a-holes, they decided to bring in a SWAT team rappelling down by helicopter and spotlights and, I mean, all kinds of crazy stuff.
Now, this is amazing.
Think how sexy that is. How sexy is that to have guys rappelling down out of helicopters with automatic weapons and boots? I mean, that is super sexy.
I don't know. It doesn't turn me on.
Jason, is it the Mormonism in Utah that makes it that way? And because Utah's got a reputation for being conservative squares, don't they? Is it just because of the Mormons? You know, is there more to it?
It's really disappointing because, you know, I happen to be one of those strange creatures. I've called him before that's a libertarian Mormon. And, you know, I think that's part of it. But, you know, if you know the history of the Mormon Church, they should be the most anti-state people in the world because
well,
they actually were
indeed.
Well, Jason, we heard from somebody last night who says Mormons are all in favor of dancing. So it seems unlikely that it would have been the Mormons who would have come down on this.
Yeah, it's just the police state. I mean, I was a little disappointed that the St. George police didn't roll out their Bearcat because I thought, you know, that would, you know, they've got a big mob of people wearing Halloween costumes. I mean, there's no doubt there could have been a few terrorists mixed in there, amongst, so they probably should have rolled the Bearcat for officer safety.
Jason, thanks for calling, man. I appreciate your perspective on this here tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Although, Johnny Ray, maybe you are onto something. Maybe there's certain people within the Mormon Church who don't like some types of dancing. Maybe there's only certain types of dancing that's okay. You know, like there's some dancing that most people wouldn't really categorize as dancing. They call it, what, grinding?
Yeah, it's difficult for me to call that dancing.
It's basically simulated sexual activity on a dance floor. Yeah, with clothes on. I mean,
Then again, that's what they said about the dancing.
That kids, you know, these days!
The Dirty Dancing movie. It was the same thing over and over again.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but dancing itself is just an analog of sex
to
anyway.
Sex. There's
an argument. I said mattress dancing.
There's an argument there. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But the most important point to make to you, Johnny Ray, is this stuff happens in New York City as well, and it has nothing to do with Mormons there. Shift control. Free Talk Live. More coming up. 855-450-FREE.
Pop quiz, kid. You know it's at 3221 Highway 22? The new Dickinson Granger branch. You know it was there before that? Who cares? There's a Granger branch there now. Granger's got everything we need, from inventory management to safety services and solutions. They even have this handy mobile app for easy browsing on the go. Let's head over there and stock up. There's nothing I love more than a new Granger branch, kid, including you. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/oilandgas or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
Majid lives in Nordevin, Armenia with his wife, kids, and grandkids, all in the same house. They have cows, but to compete against the big ranchers, Majid needed to get a loan for more cattle. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the cows. He bought them, and now he's very happy with the expansion of his farm. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel at any time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free to bring up whatever's on your mind here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I say leave the old guy alone. He's just got some pallets and some stuff on his property that does not call for a team of men with guns arriving in an armored vehicle to basically threaten this man with violence if he doesn't pay up some arbitrary amount of money that the judge just $500 a day. And, you know, sets this amount back in April of 2013. It totals up to over $80,000. And the guy paid up. Which
I feel so bad for him. I know that feeling because with me, it's always laziness.
You know what it's like to be raided by the police?
No, but.
An armored tank?
No, not at all. I don't know what it's like to be raided by an armored tank, but for me, usually it's laziness and inaction, and I conflate that with resistance to the state, and what ends up happening in the end is I end up empowering the state, and they suck me dry, and if I had just meekly bowed my head and moved the pallets in the first place, then I would be more powerful and they would be less powerful.
Why would they be less powerful for your obedience?
Because $80,000.
Yeah, but what would have happened had he not paid the $80,000?
They
would have placed a lien on his home, most likely. Were they going to put him in jail? Was there going to be a criminal factor to this? I didn't see anything about that in the story. It was the $500 a day fine against
his
property.
They're leaning his property, yeah.
So they would lien his property. He's 75 years old. I mean, you know.
Then his kids don't get the property.
Yeah.
He wants his kids to get the property. Mm. People, this is a strong human motivation, is to take care of your progeny. And, you know, this isn't a I'm not surprised, Ian. I know you want everybody to take a bullet for the...
I don't want anyone to take a bullet. That would be terrible. I would never advocate...
You just about did.
I would never advocate anybody take a bullet.
24 cops showed up in a tank at his house.
Uh-huh. Well, the police...
Last story we read like that, they set the house on fire. The poor guy was lucky to get out with his life.
No doubt. You know, the police admit here they're using this as an intimidation tactic.
Yeah, they sure do.
They want to use it to squeeze money out of people. And I understand you got to do what you got to do to take care of your family and all. But the fact is, the more you obey the state, the worse of a world you're leaving for your kids. The more you do what you're told and the more you pay what you're told to pay, then the more you create this whole spectrum that we have of violence being
the best thing
riddled
he could do,
against people.
I disagree. So the best thing he could have done was sold his property before, you know, move the pallets, sold the property, got out of there, moved someplace else that he would have been happier. And that way they, you know, because
sure,
at some
he
point
has a
or another
business.
What's that?
He has a tractor business. He's got a repair
Look,
business.
Ian, the United States is dotted and the world is dotted with ghost towns. Mm-hmm. At some point or another, the bureaucrats run out of people to push around.
No doubt.
And if you just keep moving for more freedom, as many Americans are, we just read a story here on the air where people are moving out of the Northeast into lower tax zones all the time.
That's a fine thing to do, Mark. But, you know, this guy's lived probably here for a long time.
Sure.
He's 75 years old. He's settled in. He's got business. He's
what
got
do you
customers.
Want him to do?
He's probably got customers for that business.
All you're saying, Ian, is give your property to the state.
That's not
what I'm
saying.
You're saying.
No, that's not what I'm saying. In fact, I'm saying do the reverse of that.
What do you want to do? Set everything on fire
and
salt the earth?
Well, that would be better than giving it to them. But stop doing what you're told to do. Stop going along to get along.
He's
saying no.
75, Ian.
So he's got nothing to lose.
Yes, he does. He has the property that he would give to his kids.
Then let
to
the
lose.
Kids pay it off if they think
That's
it's so
right.
valuable.
Screw the kids.
You it's know, not there. It's not his responsibility to set his kids
he's
up.
He's not his responsibility to do what you want him to do either. You say that he must defend the world for freedom
no,
in the future.
I didn't
future.
Say he has to do anything.
I just don't
All
think
All I said
you
was
no
because
solution.
People obey is why we are the way, why things are the way they are.
Indeed.
Now, you want to own that? If you can own that, embrace it and say, you know what? I'm more afraid of what will happen if I don't obey, so I'm just going to go ahead and obey on everything they tell me to do because that's life, and we just need to do what we're told, right?
Well,
you can go ahead and own it if you want, if that's what you support.
I can tell you that bureaucrats push hard enough that people tend to come out and shoot them. I mean, that's the evidence, historically.
I do. I really like your solution, Mark. And I would suggest, of course, that he sell his stuff and move himself to New Hampshire, of course.
But that's still not good enough, Johnny Ray, because there's still bureaucrats wherever you go who will tell you what to do. Now, maybe in New Hampshire they won't tell you as often what to do. I don't tend to think that there's as much regulation in a lot of places of New Hampshire. In fact, in some towns, as we pointed out, there's no zoning whatsoever. So this property probably wouldn't have been a problem in a few places. But in most places, you know, right here in New Hampshire, there was a guy in Winchester, which is to the south of Keene, where we're located, closer to the border of Massachusetts. There was a guy in Winchester who had some stuff on his property. Some people called it junk. To him, they were his, you know, important business tools and treasures and things like that. And they came after him over a series of 10 years, and he hung himself. So that's, you know, where this can end.
Well, I think that's where – I think either that or this man having a shootout where he's – he knows he's going into it that he's going to lose his life, but he's going to fight to the end to not to obey and to protect his property. And I think that's where it always ends.
That's the last thing I would recommend. I would say if you're going to disobey the state,
what you recommend,
you need to
though, Ian, is giving
peaceful.
Them everything. Look,
no, that's
this
not
guy,
what I'm talking
yes,
about.
Yes, it is. That's what's happened. That's what's going to happen. This guy gave him $80,000. If he hadn't have given him $80,000, he would have given him a $200,000 piece of property. I mean, this is you are helping them win with your strategy because you have no other strategy.
What's your strategy?
My strategy,
bend
as I
over
told
and
you,
pay up like
my,
a sucker.
My strategy was to move the pallets before you got the fine.
Obey, okay.
Then leave the
and then
sell
go
the property
somewhere else,
and go someplace
and where
else.
Where is that going to be?
Well, in my
where I are would, you going to go where you can leave pallets all over your property?
Well, you could do it in just about every town in New Hampshire.
That's
there's no
nonsense.
Zoning. There's no no. It's well,
every town you are
okay.
Just
okay.
about every
I understand
town,
why
not
you
even close.
I understand why you misunderstood me. This is a rural area. I was thinking of rural areas. I have not heard of a rural area in New Hampshire. Surely there is one where you're not allowed to have farm equipment out and that sort
Winchester,
of thing.
Winchester, New Hampshire. There's a man who shot, who hung himself.
He's in the
over
city.
It.
He's in the town, in the village area.
Mm-hmm.
He's not in a rural area.
Mm.
This is, you know, he's just in town. I'm not saying that every place is perfect and New Hampshire is perfect.
There's a guy over at where you live who's complaining about a cell phone tower.
Yeah.
If you want to be,
he's not going
to
win.
If you want to be left alone, then we're all dependent, as you know, whether we like it or not, we're dependent on other people. And if we want to be left alone, we have to be with. There have to be other people, a bunch of other people around us who also want to be
no
left
doubt.
Alone. But people, I don't know. I can't explain it. New Hampshire can be that place. Some place, any place, New Hampshire has made the greatest strides in that direction to have a place where it makes sense to come and and say no, because people will understand why you're doing it if you come and you disobey here.
Yeah, well, I think that it's not an easy road. It's not one that is not fraught with peril or risk. I mean, there's risk.
But where's the reward? Explain to me the reward in this guy saying, I shan't pay your $80,000 and I shan't move my pallets. No, no,
there's no. There's no winning against these bureaucrats, Mark. It's a long-term strategy of disobedience to where you wear these people down and they don't go forward with some of these prosecutions anymore. A perfect example is Derek Jay, our Monday night co-host, was recently in court, or he went to court for what was supposed to be a pretrial conference on a parking ticket. They threw that parking ticket out because it just wasn't worth going after. Now, that's a big difference in a $5 parking ticket to an $80,000 fine, no doubt about it. But the theory is the same. If people stop obeying, the state has no power anymore.
That's
they
true.
Have nothing.
But you need to be concentrated enough because the state isn't just the state.
That's right.
It's a cartel. It's a cartel of municipalities. It's a cartel of states. It's a cartel of the federal government and all their puppet governments around the world. So when you spread out your action, you spread out your disobedience, because that's what you're proposing here is disobedience, then they have the ability to take care of it. However, if 3, 4, 5, 10 people in the same town did something like this, the town would absolutely be forced into some kind of action. So, yes, my idea is to get out of whatever tyrannical place you are, create as few waves in that situation as you can, get to New Hampshire, get to some place that's more free, and live the life that's better for you. If disobedience is that thing, then get here to New Hampshire.
Right, absolutely. I totally agree.
No, you don't. You're saying,
activism.
Hey, throw away $200,000 in assets that
saying.
You worked your whole
that's
life
not what
for.
I was saying. What I'm saying is, in general, it's a general statement about why things are the way they are. People obey, so they get more they get more laws demanding their obedience.
That much is true.
And if you want that to ever stop, then you have to be the one who does something about it. Now, I recommend what you're saying, Mark, and that is to come to a place where people care about freedom. But that's not an option for everybody, or at least it doesn't feel like one for everybody, especially people who are tied down with business and family obligations in certain places. Free Talk Live.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, Little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a 6-month-old Christmas pie. Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Talk radio generally, and Free Talk Live specifically, are a really inexpensive way to reach customers. All advertising is about return on investment. If you keep your investment low, you have a better chance of seeing a proper return. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations and the internet, reaching hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, Mark at freetalklive.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.